A story now about suicide prevention on college campuses. Last week, the state Senate passed a bill that would fund suicide prevention programs at colleges across the state.
College students are vulnerable because it's a big transition in their lives. Oftentimes, they may be living alone for the first time and have a lot more responsibilities. We know that developmentally, mental health issues often will begin, in the teens and early young adulthood.
That's Jennifer Stuber, Faculty Director of Forefront Suicide Prevention at the University of Washington, where she's also an associate professor in the School of Social Work. She says there needs to be a big cultural change on college campuses, specifically around the idea of wellness being the first priority. It's a change she's already made in her own classroom.
It used to be when I would teach students that the student who wasn't turning in their papers or who wasn't coming to class, I would assume one of two things. They either didn't care, they were out partying too much, or they didn't like my class.
You took it personally.
I took it personally, or I just assumed that the student was goofing off and not ready for this responsibility. And now what I've learned is that, many of those students, I take a step back and I assume that many of those students are having a challenging time. And I actually start my courses in the beginning by talking about the semester or quarter, talking about the resources that are available on campus and that I want to know them and what's happening for them as a person, not just as my student. And so that has led to a big shift in students who will engage me around, reasons why they're missing class or reasons why they're not turning in assignments. And sometimes that leads to a conversation about, hey, can I get you some more support with that? Can I take you over to the counseling center? And, I've even asked the question of students, are you thinking about suicide? And so I have a totally different orientation. And that kind of thing, I think, can happen, on a campus, is to really shift that mindset around understanding what students are going through.
Your organization, Forefront, has been working on suicide prevention efforts in higher education for quite a few years now. From your experience, what works?
First off, it's important for an institution of higher education to have a plan about what they're going to do to prevent suicide before crisis actually is in process or occurs. And so how are they going to identify students who are at risk? What kind of services are they going to make available to them? How are they going to let other students know on the campus that the services exist and how to identify a friend who is struggling or a faculty member for that matter? So what's the plan around prevention? And then, of course, the plan around, what are you going to do when you identify a student at risk? And what are you going to do if a student does die by suicide? Some other things institutions can do, training, first off, everyone or as many people on the campus as possible in how to recognize signs and what to do if you're concerned about someone in your life is a big part.
Jennifer, you're getting behind a bill in the state legislature that would create funding for suicide prevention on campus. Tell us about that.
Well, the bill does a lot of great things. I mean, first off, it asks the schools to keep better track of what actually is happening with their students around behavioral health, their mental health needs, substance abuse needs, as well as suicides and suicidal behavior. Second thing the bill does is it provides free resources to the campus around those plans that I mentioned in the beginning, like the institutions of higher education need crisis plans in place, provides resources for how would you go about training your faculty or your staff or students on campus around this issue. And then, very importantly, it provides potential resources for mental health services on campuses, particularly focusing on the community and technical colleges. And one of the reasons the community and technical colleges are so important to focus on is they currently, many of our student veterans, roughly 17,000 to 18,000 of our student veterans are at community and technical colleges. And so we also know veterans are an important population to focus on because they have that double transition of transitioning back into civilian life and then transitioning back into a higher educational setting. It's a group of students that is particularly of concern and particularly vulnerable because of their military service.
Jennifer Stuber is Faculty Director of Forefront Suicide Prevention at the University of Washington. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And the number to text is 741-741.